Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I am looking for 50 people with Hashimoto's. If you have been diagnosed in the last 10 years and you feel lost or confused about exactly what to do, then I want to invite you to join me for a free training call on Thursday, May 16th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, where I will show you how to support your thyroid for your thyroid type and your specific Hashimoto's triggers. You will also find out how to lower your thyroid antibodies and how to get to the bottom of all of your thyroid symptoms, the weight gain, the fatigue, the brain fog, the inflammation, the hair loss. Please go to inatoppler.com/Zoom call to register, and I will send you all of the call details. I only have room for 50 people, so please be sure that you register at inatoppler.com/Zoom call and get your spot right now. Every year, thousands of people are told there's no explanation for their health concerns and no way to fix them. They feel frustrated, undermined, and lost. I know, because that was me before I figured out the actual causes and reclaimed my health. Now, I help others do the same. I'm Ina Toppler, and this is Health Mystery Solved. Hello there. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Health Mystery Solved, Thyroid and Hashimoto's Revealed. When it comes to thyroid issues and autoimmunity, there's so many symptoms. But one that I hear about over and over and over again is brain fog. I can really relate because this is one of the many symptoms that was a biggie for me when I was first struggling on my journey. So I really understand how frustrating it is and how important it is to address. I remember sitting with a friend in this really cute restaurant in the city, and I was talking to her, catching up on life, and then she asked me a question about another friend of ours, and my mind literally just went blank. As my friend called me out on it, I shrugged it off. It happens, no biggie. And for as many times as this happened to me back then, I realized how much I was just starting to normalize it. And in addition to these 2 to 5 second blips in life, and then you simply just carry on with your day, I also just felt days where my head would feel so heavy, like something was hanging on it or hanging over my head. And at times, I almost would need to hold my head with my hand as I was trying to work at the computer. And then it was like looking through a veil, like my head was underwater. I really felt like I was banging my head against the wall. I can tell you so many stories just like this one. Can you relate at all? I knew this was not normal, but back then, no doctor was able to give me an answer about why it was happening. All your labs are normal, they kept saying. It was frustrating and honestly scary. That sort of loss of control can also really affect your confidence. I remember joking with my friends, though certainly not because it was funny, that I was having early onset of dementia, and I was in my 20s back then. If you're experiencing any of this, even some of the time, I am here to tell you that thankfully there is something that you can do about it. And we do this by looking at where it comes from and addressing that underlying reason or reasons. While, of course, there are many underlying reasons, in my clinical experience with 20 years in practice, I find that hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's are the top two of the underlying reasons. Hormonal shifts, such as a rise or drop in estrogen levels, is a close third, followed by overall inflammation in the body, which is the fourth. I find that knowing the reason is step number one in resolving brain fog so that you know where to start looking for answers. Knowing why always helped me feel less confused and less overwhelmed and more in control of my symptoms and my body. And so that is what I am here to give you as well. Let me show you a little bit about each one of these and exactly what you can do to support it. And I will also reveal my absolute favorite brain fog supplements that I use myself and in the practice so that you can start seeing a difference as soon as possible. Let's dig in. So the number one reason for brain fog that I find in my practice is hypothyroidism, or a slow thyroid, where you don't have optimal thyroid hormones. So here's why. We know that our thyroid is important for many different things in the body. We know about metabolism, about energy, but sometimes not everyone realizes that we actually need thyroid hormone for everything in our body, from our head to our toe. So thyroid hormone is responsible for so many different things, and one of them is that it maintains our membranes. You may have heard of the term leaky gut, where the membrane around the gut becomes leaky, and then we can have food sensitivities and digestive issues. But something that's a little bit less talked about, but just as important, is leaky brain. So you actually have a membrane that surrounds your brain just like you have a membrane around your gut. Your thyroid is responsible for maintaining membranes, and so it keeps those membranes working well. When you don't have enough thyroid hormone, that membrane is not maintained, it becomes leaky, and then what happens is that things that don't belong in the brain, like certain toxins or other things from the outside, can come into the brain. And then hello, brain fog. There's all these toxins there that don't belong. So while there are supplements to support that membrane, because your thyroid hormone is responsible for maintaining that membrane, that is why hypothyroidism is one of the biggest underlying reasons for brain fog, because we have to make sure we get our thyroid right and make sure that it is optimal. Now, how do we do that? Well, we do that by making sure that we're really supporting the thyroid for you, which means knowing your thyroid type. This is something I talk about a lot on the show, and I also do trainings about this. And in fact, I have a training coming up next week, Thursday, June 15th. And if you're interested to learn more about your thyroid type and what you could do to support it, join me. The training is absolutely free, and you can register at thyroidmysterysolved.com/summertraining. I'm going to put this in the show notes as well, thyroidmysterysolved.com/summertraining. What's really wonderful about optimizing the thyroid is that when you do it for you and you do it by supporting your own thyroid type and your thyroid starts to work better, we start to see improvement in all types of symptoms, including brain fog. So a lot of times people don't connect that brain fog to thyroid, but the connection is because of that membrane. So it's really, really important to remember. Now, number two is Hashimoto's. So why is Hashimoto's such a big thing with brain fog? Well, it has to do with inflammation. So what happens in Hashimoto's is that our immune system gets confused for various reasons. And because it gets confused, it actually thinks that our thyroid is not our friend. And so it starts attacking the thyroid, even though the thyroid didn't do anything bad to the immune system. It just got confused and started to attack it. The thing, though, is that when the immune system is in attack mode, it doesn't just attack the thyroid. It can attack other areas in the body, including the brain. And that attack in general creates a lot of inflammation, which will specifically affect the brain. So a lot of times people will tell me, well, my thyroid function is normal, maybe even optimal, but I have Hashimoto's, so I can't really have symptoms, right? Because my thyroid is normal. No, that's not correct, because symptoms actually come from two things. They come from not having enough thyroid hormone, but they also come from the inflammation that is created by your immune system, both on the thyroid and on other areas. So even if your thyroid function is still okay, I actually call this the old normal type, you can still have all of the symptoms, including brain fog, even debilitating brain fog, from the Hashimoto's and that immune attack, even before your thyroid is actually affected, destroyed, or slowed down. So what you want to do here is, regardless of thyroid function, even if thyroid function is normal, you want to support your immune system to slow down or even stop that attack. And we do this by looking at the different triggers that affect the immune system. So those triggers are the foods that you eat, it's infections that you may have, it's the toxins that you may be exposed to, and also the stress you're under. And by the way, when it comes to stress, please remember that stress can be both emotional and physical. So yes, we can have the stressors of our job or families or responsibilities, But in addition to that, we can also have physical stress from maybe certain foods that aren't working for us, or not balancing our meals properly, or not eating regularly, which creates blood sugar dysregulation. That's a stress. Looking at these triggers is really important. And each trigger is going to vary a little bit from person to person. But for most people, they're going to have a few. Some people can have 10, 15, even 20 triggers. And if you want to know more about these triggers and exactly how all of this plays a role, I will be talking about this in a lot of detail in the upcoming Hashimoto's training as well. And again, that link is thyroidmysterysolved.com/summertraining. And we're going to be going for about 90 minutes with tons and tons of free information that I know is going to really help you. So make sure that you join me there. Now, moving on to reason number 3 for brain fog, and that is shifts in estrogen. Our estrogen changes throughout our life. So in puberty, it goes up. Then it goes up again in pregnancy. It drops pretty significantly and very quickly postpartum. And then it drops again in menopause. Both the increase and the decrease of estrogen can affect brain fog, but I find that the severe estrogen drops, like the ones that happen in postpartum as well as in menopause, tend to affect it the most. So when we think about postpartum, if you have kids, you may remember what we call mommy brain. And yes, of course, you're sleep deprived. There's a lot of new things happening. A lot is going on. That can cause brain fog for sure. But one of the biggest reasons for that quote unquote mommy brain is that significant drop in estrogen. And then menopause, of course, the estrogen doesn't drop as quickly as it does postpartum, but it actually drops lower than we've had in many years in our life. And that's why that is such a big trigger and why that can really, really affect brain fog. Now, if you have Hashimoto's and or hypothyroidism along with the estrogen changes, you first and foremost want to support the thyroid. So you want to make sure your thyroid hormone is optimal specifically for your type, and you want to decrease that autoimmune inflammation, because both of those things are going to have a direct effect on your hormones and how your body balances those hormones. And then once you have the thyroid and autoimmunity supported, then I think it is important to support estrogen. There's many ways to do that. If you're in perimenopause or going into menopause, there are some natural ways to support estrogen. Of course, it doesn't give you estrogen because there are herbs and extracts, but it does help to balance it a little bit and raise it just slightly so there's not so much of a drop. There's a product called FemGuard Plus Balance by Designs for Health that I really like, and I'll post it in the show notes. If you're already in menopause or starting menopause, then you can also support your hormones through bioidentical hormones. There's a lot of information on this topic, and there's some pros and some cons, though I find that there's a lot of confusion and also a lot of misinformation. I actually did 2 podcast episodes. It was episode number 96 and episode number 110 on demystifying hormones for perimenopause and menopause. It was with a very well-known compounding pharmacist. His name is Jim Hernsern. And he talked all about a study that was flawed that gave hormones a bad name, and how hormones can actually be very beneficial when done in the right way. So if you missed those episodes, please be sure that you check those out. There's a ton of information there about how you can start to support hormones and to see if bioidentical hormones may be right for you and they can help. But supporting estrogen is very, very helpful, and there's many different ways to do it. It doesn't have to be directly with hormones. It can be with some of these precursors like the herbs and the FemGuard. Or we can also do that by making sure we optimize thyroid, because that has a lot to do with hormone balance. And then the 4th reason for brain fog is overall inflammation in the body. You see, when the body is inflamed, there's a lot of free radicals that are created, and free radicals are things that actually damage our cells. And even if the inflammation is not directly in the brain, but say the inflammation is in your joints or in the cardiovascular system or in other areas, that inflammation can travel and spread, and it can affect the brain, where the brain can also start to get inflamed. It's almost like a fire. It starts small, but it could spread very, very quickly. And for some people who don't have autoimmunity, the inflammation could be due to certain toxins, It could be due to certain foods. It could be other things aside from the immune system that's creating it. So supporting overall inflammation with eating foods that are clean and anti-inflammatory, foods that don't contain a lot of processed sugar, don't contain a lot of processed grains, foods that are lower in lectins, those are very, very, very helpful with inflammation. So the more you support inflammation, the more it will help your brain. Okay, now let's talk about supplements for brain fog that really work. One of my favorites is the Anatto E300 by Designs for Health. Now, before you run to the store and get any vitamin E, please know that this isn't just any vitamin E. Vitamin E actually consists of 8 forms within 2 categories. There's the tocotrienol family and the tocopherol family. There's also 4 different tocotrienols and 4 different types of tocopherols. And they each have a slightly different structure, so it influences different functions in the body. Now, most conventional supplements, even ones you find in a regular health food store, are typically going to be tocopherols, and the most common is alpha tocopherol. Now, there's also beta and gamma and delta tocopherol. However, there is another form, which is the tocotrienol form of vitamin E. So even though most come in the tocopherol form, they're not nearly as effective as the tocotrienol. So tocotrienol form of vitamin E is actually 50 times stronger than regular tocopherol vitamin E. Now, how it works is that when you have fats or lipids, fats naturally get oxidized very easily. And what that means is that free radicals are created and it damages the structure and it destroys the cells. So this tocotrienol form of vitamin E actually helps with lipid oxidation. So it prevents the oxidation of the lipids. Now your brain is actually made up mostly of fat or lipids. And then the membranes that surround all the cells in the brain and other cells in the body too are also all made of fat. So it is so, so important that we stop or slow down that lipid oxidation. And this type of vitamin E can do that. And I find that it works very quickly. Sometimes if I wake up and I'm feeling a little bit off or a little bit foggy, I take 1 or 2 gel caps and within an hour or so, I see a difference. So this is definitely a biggie. I'm going to put the name and the instructions in the show notes so that you have the link. And by the way, also, because this is a Designs for Health product, we offer 10% off any Designs for Health products on our website. The code for that is DFH10. I'll put that in the show notes as well. So this way, if you wanted to try it, you also get a discount. Now, my next favorite supplement is called Biotoxin Binder by Cellcor. So what this is it's a binder, which means it binds different toxins. It consists of humic and fulvic acids, and it can bind to toxins and chemicals and allergens and molds. But what I like about this is that it doesn't contain charcoal. Now, not that I have any issues with charcoal, but charcoal is something that can absorb some of the nutrients in the foods that you eat. So you have to make sure you take that away from your food and definitely away from your thyroid medication. With the biotoxin binder, because there's no charcoal, it's just humic and fulvic acid, it doesn't actually bind to the nutrients in your body or the foods that you eat. So you could take it anytime. You can even take it with food. And I just find that it makes it easier with compliance and scheduling. And my third favorite supplement for brain fog is NeuroFlam by Apex Energetics. This is a blend of antioxidants that is great for brain function. It has catechins, it has curcumin, it has epigenin, resveratrol, luteinolin, and all of these work together and synergistically to basically put the fire out in the brain, hence the name NeuroFlam. This works really well. And again, I'll put a link in the show notes so you know exactly where to get it and how to take it. If you're dealing with brain fog, please know that you are not alone. You can support this. You now know the main reasons, so you can see which affect you most. And also, please know that it's very possible you can have all of these underlying reasons. I know I did, and that's okay. You can support it. So you know where to start, and you can also give those supplements a try as you're working on optimizing and balancing your thyroid. And if you need any help and support with your thyroid or Hashimoto's, be sure that you join me at my upcoming training, Thyroid Mystery Solved. www.mindfulnessacademy.com/summertraining. People really rave about my training, so I know that it's going to help you. And if you've already attended before, but may have forgotten some information or wanted to come again, please join us again. There's always new information, and I would love to meet you there and support you more. And if you know someone that's dealing with brain fog, can you please share this episode with them? You can share it on your Instagram or send them an email. I know that it will be helpful for them as well. And when it comes to brain fog or any of your health issues, I just want you to remember to please, please not give up and know that the answers are there and there is hope. I'm Ina Toppler. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time on Health Mystery Solved, Thyroid and Hashimoto's Revealed.
All information, content, and material on this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a substitute for the consultation, diagnosis, and/or medical treatment of a qualified physician or healthcare provider.